for me. I receive it, Father. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are high and lifted up. There's no name greater than your name. The name that's above every other name. The name of the one we love and the name of the one that we adore. Jesus. Thank you that we have access to the Father through that name. Thank you that we are forgiven through that name. Thank you that we are holy through that name. We're righteous, not because of who we are, but because of that name. Thank you for the blood that was shed for our lives, Lord, that we can now be made clean. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. We receive your love today, Father. We receive it. 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 Yes, God, we are righteous. My soul cries out to you, righteous. Yes. We need you, Father. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord God. We need you in our lives. We need you in our circumstances and our affairs. We open the doors of our hearts. We open the doors of our hearts. Jesus. My soul.
3 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And at this time, we're going to open an opportunity for those of you who've never received the love of Jesus Christ to do that just right now and make him Lord and Savior of your life. Pastor Donnie McClurk and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton invite you to come just as you are. So often people say, yes, I want to receive God's salvation love for me, but I got to get my act together. You can't get your act together well enough, good enough, to be worthy of God's salvation. If we could do something to make ourselves worthy before God, Jesus wouldn't have had to come, live that perfect life, die that sacrificial death, be raised from death on the third day, send the Holy Spirit into the world on the day of Pentecost. If we could do something on our own, but we can't. We're helpless. We're hopeless. We depend upon God. And now Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton are teaming up together to invite you to come and receive the salvation gift of God. I'm going to lead you in prayer. Come just as you are and allow God to do his supernatural, spiritual, loving work in your life this day as well as in the days which he has ahead for you.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call
I'm going to speak a word of prayer to God, and I'd like you to repeat those words after me as your sincere prayer to him. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation, love in your life this very day. He loves you, but you want to be a recipient of his love. And until you acknowledge your sin and receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you're always going to be on the outside. And you don't want to be on the outside of God forever That's an end that nobody wants to reach. So if you'll pray this prayer, if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring you right into the family of His love, the agape that no one else can give to you except Jesus Christ. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the program and the many songs testifying of your love. And I want to be a recipient. I don't want religion, rules, and regulations. I want relationship, a loving relationship that you offer freely to all who will surrender themselves to you and the love that Jesus Christ so freely offers to the world. I don't understand it all, but I know I've tried many things and I've found no lasting satisfaction. So I'm coming today, opening this opportunity for you to make yourself real in my life and then through my life into the lives of others who may be depending upon my being the saved, born again person that you alone can cause me to be. So I thank you for this privilege, and I pray you would work in me, helping me to overcome all the various things in the days which are ahead, which are still not like you, but which have been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And through his resurrection, I receive his eternal life with you, which assures me of his place in my life, and then my place in heaven with him one day, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it when you do that. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I've got some material I want to give to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. It'll help you to know what to do now you've given your life to him. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to lead and guide and direct you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee that I'll get that message. You need to call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, Levy, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Don Lee, VB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we pray that you've given your life to Christ this day on the program that's dedicated to newlyweds, Darius and Katie Boyd, and to-be-wed today, Tim and Jasmine McCarthy. 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And it's 12 minutes now past the hour of 7 a.m. And before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer, I'm going to try and sneak in one more song. Here she is again, the queen of gospel music here on Sounds of Praise. And if you've received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, you now have an intimate relationship with Him where you are now experiencing His love. And you can tell others that He loves you. Tremaine Hawkins, He Loves Me, here on Sounds of Praise.
Was the day I let Jesus in. Then I found out that He loves me. He loves me. Yes, He loves
Tremaine Hawkins, Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, 7:17, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. And come on, let's pray.
Yeah.
7:28 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. If you're just tuning in, we've been dedicating this program to newlyweds Darius and Katie Boyd, and I don't want to forget their young son Bentley. So we're going to be praying for them, Darius, Katie, and Bentley, and all their family members and friends as well. And also, we've been dedicating this program to Tim and Jasmine. They're going to be McCarthy's later on this afternoon as I officiate at their wedding ceremony. And we're praying. It's not raining outside our studio anymore, so we're praying for good weather today. They have the choice of being married either outdoors or indoors, and we'll see later on this afternoon what the weather is like as to where the venue is going to be. But we're praying for Tim, Jasmine, and all their family members and friends who they're going to be married today. And also God's blessing upon me that I don't mess up. Okay. That's not a laughing matter, right? we're going to be praying for the hurricane victims of Harvey not only in Texas, but other places, Louisiana, and as the rain has moved northward, I think that's what we're getting now, the remnants of Harvey. And we're praying that all those who've been displaced, those who lost family members, those who lost everything, and those who are still in shelters and everything else, and the gas prices that have been going up because of the plants that aren't able to be functioning, we're praying God's going to minister in those situations and those lives as well. Praying for Michelle of Medford, God would touch her eyes. I've been having problems, and we pray that God is going to minister her life as well. She also wants to pray, us to continue to pray that she'll be able to stop smoking. Michelle of Medford. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning knowing that you have the answer to every situation. As we said earlier, you said in your word that we can come boldly before your throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And because of the fact you've given to the church the power of intercessory prayer, we're not only praying for ourselves, but we're praying those blessings upon others as well. So we bring Darius, Katie, and Bentley before you today, Lord. Pray you would minister powerfully in their lives. Provide for each and every need. May your love surround them. Protect them from dangers, both seen and unseen. May they grow as a family in you, lives that will be willing to testify of others of the wondrous things that they've received from your hand. And may they be sources of your blessing into other lives as well, because of all that they receive from you and the overflow of your anointing. May destroy yokes and set individuals free through the power of the living God working in and through their lives is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Tim and Jasmine, as they prepare to be married today, Father, we pray first of all for good weather. We pray, O Lord, your blessing upon them. All those who are traveling to the from various places to the venue, we pray you would bring them safely. Pray you would protect us from dangers, both seen and unseen. Minister on our behalf, Lord, that we might be vessels through whom your blessings might flow. And may great and mighty things take place as we commit ourselves to you and into your hands, Lord, realizing you're able to do all things well. Bless them, Lord, even as they have attained a new condominium in Peabody, Massachusetts. We pray, oh God, you would make that home a place of shelter and refuge so that many might experience the love that they have for each other, that they receive from you. May it flow out into many lives is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we bring the victims of Hurricane Harvey before you, Lord. Pray, oh God, you would work powerfully in their behalf. Those who have lost everything, those who have lost loved ones, we pray, oh God, you would minister power for those who are still separated from family members and friends. Pray, oh God, you would work in every situation because you know all things. You are the omniscient God. And so therefore, with confidence, we can bring everything before you, place everyone in your hand, knowing no one is outside of your sight, no one is outside of your ability to minister. And we pray, oh God, that great and mighty things might come out of this, because many might be born into the kingdom, recognizing their need to continue to place their faith in you. Others who've never placed their faith in you, may through this situation, may they recognize the need to surrender themselves to you and to your control. And we thank you for all that's going to be accomplished, for you able to do all things well. And we're praising you in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you would touch our sister from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. She needs your touch upon her eyes, Lord. We pray that you would work in her that situation, Lord, because you've done many other things as well in her behalf. And we pray, oh God, that she might receive the healing and the deliverance that you alone can give. And we pray, oh God, you would guide the doctors if surgery is needed. And whatever is going on in her life, we pray, we place it into your hands, even as far as her desire to stop smoking, Lord. We pray, oh God, you would deliver her in that area as well. And may she, in turn, be a source of tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that you've accomplished in and through her life, so that many might be born into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware already, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-02156, I'm sorry. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. When Sounds of Praise is not on the air, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, V-B, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Okay, we played a lot of music. Let me see if we can go back and recap what we played on this last set. We had Fred Hammond with Lord, How I Love You. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Worth and Love Lifted Me. Youthful Praise, J.J. Hurston and Ty Trebet with Love Lifted Me. Alvin Slaughter with I Receive Your Love For Me. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Tremaine Hawkins with He Loves Me. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And we concluded the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams and The Prayer. 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise. Coming up next, we have, I guess, this is one of my favorite gospel songs. And if I was stranded on a desert island someplace, on a desert island? On an island. Are there islands in the desert? No, I guess not. If I was stranded on a sandy island, that's what I'm trying to say. This is one song I guess I would love to have with me. The late Bishop Walter and his brother Edwin Hawkins, along with the Love Center Choir, and I Love You, Lord. That's the testimony, my testimony, of my relationship with Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord.
Letting me see. Yes, I do.
all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise. The late Bishop Walter and his brother Edwin Hawkins and the Love Center Choir with I Love You, Lord. And I can't sing, so I'll let Israel Houghton team up with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and they'll sing of your love in my behalf here on Sounds of Praise.
This little song says there's a war going on.
By your grace, taken by your faithfulness, your love never changed. Since my eyes are open, I'm lost in your grace.
Take it by your faithfulness.
Houghton, along with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and I'll Sing of Your Love. Now, this one is not a typical gospel song, but we're going to send this one out to the newlyweds, Katie and Darius, and to the about-to-be-weds, Tim and Jasmine. This is the late Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
I would only be in your way, so I'll go
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to the stage to help me sing this song, Miss Heather Headley. One another, heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause she deserves, and he won't let you down. We gotta walk on.
We gotta walk on.
Walk on through temptation.
Oh, yes.
'Cause his love,
yes,
and his wisdom, oh, will be our helping hand.
And I know the truth.
I know the truth.
And his word.